Yeah, so as Greg said, it is my last Sunday here as a staff member at All Saints. And it's an utter privilege to be bringing this word this evening. And if you've been to the evening service for a long time or not for a long time, you'll know that we are in part of a Bible overview, but also a Fruit of the Spirit overview. I'm doing neither of them tonight. So tonight is a very special one-off, and I'm titling it Words of Wisdom and Reflections, which focus around the last 4 years of my time that I spent here at All Saints, either on placement or as the full-time youth worker. I've got four themes that I'm going to reflect on, each with their own passage to accompany it, and I hope you take just something away from it. It's been a heck of a roller coaster ride in the 4 years, and there's a lot to learn from. So, what's the first one? Well, the first one is to stay alert to what God is doing. The iconic Julian of Norwich is known to have said that between God and the soul, there is no in-between. And to me, this suggests that our souls are intertwined with what God's doing. And this should become a central part of how we live our lives as followers of Christ. It means that we should be in step with what God is doing. Between us and God and our souls, there is no in-between. Now, over the last 4 years, it's been a crazy time with a lot of things happening in a very short space of time. To give you guys some context, I joined All Saints in August 2020 when we were in that really weird period. Do you guys remember that period where we were like eating out to help out? It was like we were locked down, but we weren't locked down, and like we still had good weather and all the rest of it. But it was just this really weird time. And it was strange, and it was hard to adapt to a new rhythm, to get to learn some of our amazing young people who are sat over there, over Zoom and doing stuff like that. It was a time where we had the services set up like a studio over there, and it was like, it felt very much like being in a recording studio. And it was still surreal to a lot of people that we were worshipping like that we weren't able to worship in person, be able to sing or hug one another. But how does that all link into God's staying alert to what God's doing, you might ask? Well, in Matthew 26, we read about Jesus in Gethsemane with his disciples and how important it is to stay alert. And the story goes like this. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he says to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he says to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken away from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned and found a disciple sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this to be done, take the cup away unless I drink it. May your will be done." And when he came back, he found them sleeping again because their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. And then when he returned to the disciples, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come that the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of sinners." See, the disciples, they were supposed to be the closest ones to Jesus, being alert to what he was doing and following in his footsteps every single time Jesus did something. But this is the thing, not once, not twice, but three times, Jesus found them sleeping. They weren't alert to what God was doing. And as disciples of Christ here today, we will mess up in them. We will fall asleep when we're supposed to be paying attention to what God's going to be doing and what God is doing. But there's a really simple way of re-engaging with God's workings. Rowan Williams, a former archbishop, is accredited with a quote which I find so simple and yet so powerful, which can help us stay alert to what God's doing. He says, "It's simply all about seeing what God is doing and joining in." Simple as that. Seeing what God's doing and joining in. Reflecting on my time at All Saints here, it feels as if sometimes, and I know it's been a really turbulent time, but it does feel like in some points, we have lost a little bit of an alertness to what God's doing. We have flourishing kids and youth ministries that desperately needs more people to come alongside it. These amazing young people here are amazing. And for me, it's sad that not as many people has come alongside them to support them as I thought might have done. The same could be said for worship and providing opportunities to praise our Heavenly Father, who so deserves to be praised. It's as if sometimes we're so focused on our own context and what God's doing in our own lives, like I have been sometimes. We forget to branch out as well and look at what God's doing around us. And it is so important to be alert to what God's doing and subsequently joining in with that. It makes a real difference and it helps advance the kingdom a lot more. Now, I do get it. Life is hard and we are all working on our own faith journey. So I do get that. I get it can be hard to get involved and there are circumstances that hinder that. But can I encourage you to get alongside the team in this coming season and support and encourage them in all I do? Greg, Becky, Julie, Jonathan, Gareth, Joel when he comes in, Fernando with the site maintenance. They do so much to facilitate the ministries and meetings, and they go above and beyond in so many ways. So please do get alongside and support them. They're at the front line of being alert to what God's doing among the work of all saints. Second thing I want to mention is to really stay calm when it all goes wrong. Stay calm when it all goes wrong. It's one that I constantly need to be reminded of. I see Mum smirking at me there. And it seems so simple, yet it's one of the hardest things to do. Let's have a look at Exodus together and what happened when the Israelites thought it was all going wrong. We can learn a lot from them. In Exodus 14, we read, "The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped near the sea at Pi-Hahiroth." I've probably butchered that, but we'll move past that. "Opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up and there were Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, 'Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us out here to die in the desert? What have you done to us to bring us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been so much better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.' Moses answered the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you'll see the deliverance of the Lord that will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still.'" We know directly after this passage, Moses parts the sea, the Israelites cross into the promised land, and everything turns out okay. The thing is, it's so hard to trust God when we can't see the way forward, when adversity is bounding towards us and it feels like we're going to be swallowed up by that impending doom. But time and time again, God makes a way. God provides in ways we cannot imagine possible. I bet none of the Israelites thought that sea is going to part, we're going to walk through it, it's going to close in, all the Egyptians are going to be in there when it closes in, and we ain't going to see them. I bet none of them thought like that. Yet it happened. Thinking about All Saints, there was this time where everything felt like it had genuinely gone wrong and I was drowning in it. I just started my second year of university. And the day after that, my supervisor was put on medical leave for about a month and this kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed and it ended up with them leaving, meaning I had no line manager and I was the only person covering the 0 to 25s ministry. So that was from babies all the way through to students. Quite a big age bracket. Then as soon as that happened, the previous vicar left, meaning that we were in an interregnum. And it felt like everyone was abandoning the ship. And I felt terrified, like the Israelites, and cried out to God multiple times about why this is happening, why it happened after COVID, why it was all going pear-shaped, and why? That's all I could say is why. It felt like one blow after another after another. And it got to the point where I was put on antidepressants, and I've also gone through a lot of therapy to help ensure that I'm in a better place and don't get down to that place as well. Don't get down to that valley. But in that moment where it was darkest and where I was downcast, I remember I was on a video call with mum and dad, and I was given some really useful advice and wisdom that I think we all need to hear. He said, "Tobe, just take one day at a time. And if that's too much, break it down to an hour at a time. If life gets too much, if life gets too much with exams, with school, with homework, with thinking about all that revision you've got to do, it might be with your jobs, it might be with all the housework that needs doing. It can get on top of us. But maybe we just need to see it 1 hour at a time or one day at a time, breaking it down." Because those words are so powerful and unbelievably helpful, and they help shift our mindset towards staying calm when it does all go wrong. In this life, we will go through many hard times, seemingly impossible situations with no way out, but God prepares a way for us through all of that. I don't know all your individual stories, what you've been through, but I can guarantee the people around you will have gone through some real tough stuff, some really dark valleys. And yet God has provided for them as much as he's provided for me, as much as he's provided for you, and as much as he will continue to provide. He always prepares a way for you, and that is when it all goes pear-shaped. He's there with a plan, and it's all good. Coming off of that, when it all goes wrong, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of change. Do not be afraid of being you. Do not be afraid of the gospel. Do not be afraid of going all out in worship. Just simply do not be afraid. Over the last few months, it struck me and the young people that I'm actually leaving All Saints. And there's been quite a few times where I've seen both in myself and also some young people, there's a bit of fear about change and the unknown. I remember after the weekend at home, I was in McDonald's grabbing some lunch with Greg and Julie and a few others. And I was putting my order in. Can't remember what it was I had, but it was probably good food. And I remember I got rushed by a load of young people being like, "Oh, we don't want you to go, we don't want you to go, we don't want you to go." And I'm like, in that moment, I could sense that they were scared of change. And it's okay to be scared of change. I'm just saying that. It's okay to be scared of change. But on reflection of that, it reminded me so much of when Moses' servant was speaking to Joshua in the aftermath of Moses' passing. For context, they had just got to the edge of the promised land, they'd gone through the desert, they'd gone through the wilderness, and they've got to this place, and now Moses has died, the person who was supposed to be leading them into the promised land. And then Joshua's like, Moses is dead, I'm now in control, what the heck do I do? But this is what the servant said to him. He said, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn to it from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful in doing everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." That last verse is so powerful. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God's the only constant in this world. He's the only constant in a world that always changes. Billy Graham once said that God is unchanging in his love. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Don't let the newspaper headlines frighten you. God is still sovereign. He's still on the throne. I guess what I'm trying to say is that God's in everything and he's working, even when he feels like he's distant. He's always with us regardless of whether we feel like we're in our comfort zone or constantly outside that comfort zone. God's with us in the trials and the change. And it is worth saying that change can be a really good thing. And it can bring fresh life and take things to another level for the better. And I know that when Joel comes in, he's going to take the youth ministry and everything that's happened so far, and he's going to take it to a whole new level. It's quite funny, over the last few months, I've been juggling arguably three of the four most stressful things you can do in a year. That's prepare to get married, move house, and find or start a new job. The fourth is having children, but that ain't happening for a long time. I used to worry so much and spend my nights unable to switch off and rest properly because of how much juggling there was to do with all the different things that were happening. And there were times where I was so afraid that it would all fall apart and I wouldn't be able to cope. But I was able to build up resilience to help with these things through therapy, through talking to God and praying, meditating on the word. And I look back and I see God's hand on every single thing slotting into place. I reflect back on it and I think, why was I afraid? Why was I so worried about it all? Why didn't I pray more? Why didn't I give it all to God more? And for the young people in the room, that's something that we need to do. We need to pray more. We need to press to see God in everything more. Because yes, I'm going. I'm getting married, moving on into a new stage of life. But you have each other. There'll always be people in this church to support you, to come alongside you. It's never been about me as your leader. It's never been about that. It's always been about each other, and it's been about Jesus. So don't worry. Don't worry. It's all going to be all right. In the words of Nestor, trust and obey. That's all you can do. And the last one, have fun in life. Simply have fun in life. It's something I think we all need to do more of. Yes, life's hard and there's going to be points and times where the fun can break through the seriousness, and it's a really powerful thing to embrace. It literally says it in Ecclesiastes, which is one of the books of the Bible where there's so much talk about how life is meaningless and there's nothing, no point to anything. And it's like, life's just, Yet amongst all that gloom and doom and seriousness, we get this absolute gem of a passage which talks about the embrace of having fun. Ecclesiastes 8:15 says, "So I command the enjoyment of life, because there's nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany them in their toil all the days of the life God has given them under the sun." There's a bench at a golf course back home. Yes, I am weaving golf into my sermon. If you had that on your bingo cards for me, you could probably take that one off now. But there's a bench that I always used to sit at with Dad before we teed off, and I probably shanked one into the trees and Dad went into the ditch and it was not pretty. But it says this, Charlie Smith, 22 years old, not here for a long time, but here for a good time. I know COVID was a big blocker for a lot of things in my time at All Saints, and it all felt very serious at times with interregnum, listening for change, so on and so forth, and all these things that can be a big downer on everything that happens. There's a time for that, don't get me wrong. There's a time for serious stuff. There's time to be serious, totally get that. But there's also a time to have fun. Remember that life is short and we don't have much time. We need to make the most of it while we're all around, before we embrace our Heavenly Father. The thing is, all of us will leave All Saints at some point in our life, through circumstances and situations life throws our way. But we need to look back at our individual times at All Saints in this community and remember the good times with fondness. I think for me, it'll always be remembering the baptism service where I had the utter privilege of baptizing some of our young people. The silent disco, seeing Jonathan's dad dancing, people having a great time, seeing the youth going, oh, this is brilliant, then coming up afterwards going, you were amazing doing that. And it's like, yep, it was great. And like the weekends at home, weekend away, time spent in community, all of them are memories that I'll cherish with gladness. Especially Bitten's afloat in that football match where Peckham took on the rest and won. Shout out my striker there. If it's not fun, you're not doing it right. So embrace the crazy and the silly. Embrace the dad jokes that make you chuckle and groan. I know I've said quite a few in my time. And I know Greg has as well. But embrace them, because it's good to have a laugh. Embrace the fun that comes through life in the spirit, and most importantly, our fun's also worship. We have fun in worship, and that's powerful. All Saints is a church that's built on fun and fellowship. It's something I'm really gonna miss. It's also built on community. It's built on the power of the Holy Spirit. It wouldn't be here without the Holy Spirit and prayer. So stay alert to what God is doing. Stay calm when it all goes pear-shaped, when it all goes wrong. Do not be afraid and have fun in life. I'd love to pray for you guys for one last time in this capacity and in this space. So can I encourage you to stand if you're able to? Yeah, Father God, I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who are here this evening. Those who might just be watching the recording of this as well, and just really pray your hand would be upon them. May they know your presence is with them. Your spirit of fun and gladness is with them. Holy Spirit, would you help us to have fun? Just be in tune to what you are doing, Father. To know that you are the peace of all the storms that surround us. May you help us not to be afraid, and may you enable us just to press in and have fun. Come, Holy Spirit, would you invade our lives? Build your church in us and through us. Jesus, would you be at the center of everything we do, both from this day and forevermore? Amen.